Did you like your little awabi, your little odori awabi?
Oh, that freaked me out for a moment.
But you had heard of that, right? Like, basically the chef,
yeah,
gets the awabi so that it's still basically alive.
Mm-hmm. How do you say awabi in English, anyhow?
Abalone, I think.
Abalone. Okay.
Abalone. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Abalone. You're right. I'm so used to saying some of these words in Japanese that I don't think to say them in English, because I didn't know what an abalone was, mm-hmm, before I came to Japan, even though I knew the word abalone.
Right.
Anyway, so it's still alive, and then he puts that lemon on it to get it to, like, squirm around.
Yes.
Had you ever heard of that before you actually saw that?
No, I didn't know that. I've seen squid before, you know. I had the squid in Yobuko, right?
That place in what prefecture is that?
Saga. Yeah. Have you ever been to Yobuko?
No. I've heard of this, I think. It's like, it's one of those delicacies. It's like a local famous dish, but...
Basically, you get a plate with some of the squid still squirming or moving, you know, just slightly. And you're supposed to eat pieces of that. And then they take away whatever's left on the plate and bring it back fried.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really delicious.
It was delicious, and I've had squid served to me like that at a sushi restaurant myself. And it was delicious. But I swear, mm-hmm, to God, the very first time I saw that, it was one of those moments that I can recall made me think about vegetarianism.
Oh, yeah.
No, really, because I thought, gee, is that, you know, I mean, it's delicious, but, like, the reason why, if I'm not mistaken, sushi, mm-hmm, chefs do that is to show you, you know, this, yeah, is super fresh. This is just came out of the tank.
Right.
So it's still alive, but I don't know, you know, like, I'm pretty sure that hurts.
Hurts who?
The squid.
It hurts the squid? You think so?
Well, it's not algae, and it's not like a single-celled organism, so I'm sure it has pain receptors.
But I think the way the squid is sliced up, the head is probably, I think, detached.
Oh,
from
really?
The rest of the body. Like, there are many, like, thin slices. It's sliced up into thin slices, and it's, there's still some kind of activity going on in the meat or in the cells, you know, even though it's detached from...
See, when I was served it, so, like, there was the main part of the squid, but you could still see the head on the plate. It was still there. It was part of the arrangement.
Oh, I think the head was still there too, but there was no central spine or whatever connecting all the body parts.
Dunno, not a biologist, but definitely I'm thinking about vegetarianism now.
Hmm.